Good morning. This is Nick Smith with the Investing News Network, and I am delighted to be joined this morning by David Morgan, publisher of The Morgan Report. Good morning, David.
Well, good morning, Nick. Thank you.
It's been about a month since we last spoke, and that was just after the US election. But I wanted to get your thoughts on sort of what we've seen in the last 30 days with regards to precious metals.
Well, we've seen a bit of a sell-off. I mean, a lot of people anticipated a big rally after if Trump was elected. And it happened basically in a space of 24 hours or less. And since that time, it's been pretty much downhill. Looks like they've leveled off. There's a lot of conjecture out there on the internet. Some pretty well-known commentators in the precious metal space are commenting that, you know, so the metals are going to hit a new low. I'm opposed to that idea. I think that the low was in last year, November, December 2015. Certainly, we've given back a lot of the gains. I can say with a bit of pride that, you know, the Morgan Report, which we do for our premium members where I time the market, we got out near the top. And so anyone that followed us out took some partial profits, hedged their positions, that type of thing. I did anticipate before the election that the market was topping. We had a great run in most of 2016. So I think we're going to go sideways, probably lower for the rest of the year. I really don't expect much action to the upside in the metals until probably after Trump was sworn in on the 20th of January. But I'm still convinced, unless proven otherwise, that the bull market that started, you know, in 2016 is still intact, even though this correction has been a bit trying on us all.
What impact do you think a Fed rate hike is going to have on precious metals?
I think very little. I think it's already priced into the market. The Fed, as I've said in my updates, both publicly and in my website members, is the Fed's basically following the market. They're not leading the market. The bond market has already set a higher interest rate on the 10-year note and the 30-year, which means that the Fed will be raising rates just to catch up to what the market's already priced into the debt market. So that's kind of a no-brainer. The only thing that might throw a bit of a curveball in here is if the Fed goes at a greater percentage than the market anticipates. For example, I think the market's already priced in like 0.25 to 0.33% increase. But if it came in with a half a point or even greater than that, which I don't anticipate, but let's say that it did, that might have some effect on the markets across the board. It would probably affect all markets, bond market, stock market, the metals markets. But again, I don't anticipate that. Fed's, you know, very powerful. There's no doubt about it, but not as powerful as the market itself.
The Morgan Report covers precious metals, indeed a lot of the commodity sector, but you're famed for your insight in the silver market. There's been a lot of news today, and it's been ongoing with regard to silver manipulation, specifically referring to Deutsche Bank. What are your thoughts on what we're seeing there, or just the general concept of these big organizations manipulating price?
Well, Nick, thanks for the question. And I'll tell you, this is the toughest one for me to be objective about. I try to, even with all my dealings, you know, in the silver gold markets, the natural resource sector, everything that we do here at the Morgan Report with myself and two other analysts, and, you know, it's a pretty big team, actually. But I, first of all, let me just point out for everybody that we do have a blog post. So, you know, if you go to the main website, which is basically a sales letter for the website members, I mean, I'll be honest, we also give out a free report, an e-letter for free every week. That has great content, and we have a lot of subscribers to that. But beyond that, if you're just on the website, don't miss the blog. We write on the blog daily. Interviews like yours, Nick, get posted to the blog. I do a lot of interviews. We take posts from other people that are worthwhile. And also, you know, the Twitter feed and the YouTube channel. I don't want to make this too much about me, but what I'm trying to say is that people are kind of put off by a landing page that's basically, let's face it, it's a sales letter. I'll be honest about that. But there's stuff there that you should really be looking at least two or three times a week, especially if you're interested in the sector and you want my opinion. So coming back to your question, I do a weekly wrap-up by video most weeks when I'm here. If I'm overseas, it's a little tough. And I did one over the weekend. that just got posted early this week, talking about the fact that this could be opening up a little bit bigger investigation than what we've seen several times before that was U.S.-based. This one goes into a lot of other banks that Deutsche Bank has named. And it's basically across the board, Standard Chartered, UBS, Scotia Bank, and there's like four or five more. I actually took the article and highlighted it, which you could do with you know, some of the software that we're both familiar with. And I said, remains to be determined. I don't want to be too optimistic, but I think this might be the one that kind of cracks the nut. Whether or not there'll be something different this time or not remains, again, to be determined, but it might be a little more than a big fine, what appears to be a big fine, which is really a small slap on the wrist and some kind of fine that these banks can conjure up in a matter of seconds with their ability to print money. But nonetheless, since it encompasses so many, they're interconnected, and it seems as if the authorities on the German side are taking this a lot more serious calling this, Nick, but I really do want to state that maybe, just maybe, this time more will be revealed. And if more is revealed here in the silver market, I think that could have a lot of repercussions for how the market moves forward, let's say in 2017.
Excellent. Well, I know you do travel a lot in terms of getting out in the market and visiting projects and experts to help your subscribers and profit from the market. What have you been up to in the last 30 days? Have you seen anything exciting?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, we did talk a little bit off camera, and I made what I call an emergency trip to British Columbia, Vancouver, the junior mining capital of the world. The Morgan Report, you know, since I started the service, has always maintained a risk-reward profile that is beneficial to the investor. It's about the investor. It's about the natural resources investor. And it's not just about silver or gold. It's about natural resources. And we've done all kinds of things across the spectrum. But I'm not afraid to go out on a limb and speculate. There is a part of the asset allocation model, which is top tier, mid tier, and speculative situations. Every time I've seen one of these things work out, the amount of return is phenomenal. I mean, not only a 10 bagger, sometimes a 20 bagger or 30 bagger. This one, for anybody that's already a website member, if you own everything across the board in the speculative sector, and I have a short list, I don't like long lists, you're probably going to get this in a spin out. Now, I have to be careful about what I say because I cannot really disclose too much that's not already in the public domain. But this is a technology that's probably as instrumental as what took place in the gold and silver markets in the early 1980s. I'm going to tell you a bit of a story, Nick, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, but many people aren't. But for years and years and years, if you go back in even the 60s and 70s, tons of analysts, and in particular one, Jerome Smith, who was kind of the silver guru in the last bull market, talked about this ongoing silver deficit. It was only a question of time where we basically ran out of silver. That's my words, not his, but that was certainly the implication. And of course, when I started the speaking circuit back in the early 2000s, one of the shows I did was a wealth protection conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And the conference host asked me after I'd done my presentation, taken a lot of the audience questions, David, you know, we've heard about the silver deficit forever. You just told us about it. And it really bothers me that we've been hearing about this for years, and yet silver's never really exploded. You know, why in the heck is that? And I said, because the idea was up until the early 1980s that the most silver that could be mined in any given year is about 350 million ounces. And that's a fact. You can go back, check the data. And don't take my word for it. Go research it. But what happened was the last time that a major book on silver's deficit was published, it wasn't within a matter of a few months that heap leaching was taking place with cyanide. And when that took place, with a new technology in the precious metal sector, and it's absolutely profoundly changed the market, which brought a heck of a lot more silver and gold to the upside, to the market. In other words, up out of the ground and into the refiners than had ever been produced before. So this was a huge dynamic change in the market. And basically this guy almost passed out. He goes, oh my God, because I have asked every analyst, every speaker, everybody I've ever had at this conference, others I've attended, I've got on the internet, I have never gotten an answer. You're the only one that gave me the answer. I said, well, thank you for the compliment. I had to read the book about three times to figure it out, but I figured it out. I said all that to say this, Nick. This technology is a solution that's inert. In other words, you can actually drink it and put it on the body. It would be very tasty. But this precipitates out metals in general. And this will have a huge impact on not only the mining industry, but a greater impact through the industrial sector at large. Because one, it's inert, it's a solvent like water. Water is the greatest solvent in the world. You don't make the Grand Canyon with cyanide, you make it with water. And I'm not saying this is water only, I'm saying it's inert. So this is something that I think is really going to be a game changer. And I know I've said that before, I don't like to be too hype, but I'm very excited about this. And I'm very happy that our loyal subscribers are going to benefit by this. And anybody that really is thinking about, you know, subscribing or not, give yourself a gift. Give yourself the gift of the Morgan Report in this holiday season and into next year. You know, the new year is always two things happen. One, people want to get in better shape and lose weight, for the most part, a lot of us. And secondly, they want to get their financial house in order. This type of situation used to sell from the, say, the National Inflation Association, which had a huge following. And they were touting stocks left and right. It was $1,000 just to get a name of a stock. And a lot of times they were front running these people. And I do own the stock. Let me be clear. I had recommended this before. And it is in the portfolio already. But this is something that will be an add-on and an adjunct to what we already own. And I think it's going to be supersede everything this company is already doing. So it's something that's speculative. You have to have the right frame of mind. You don't want to overload. You don't want to bet the ranch on it. But it is something that you can watch the company grow. And if it goes half as well as I anticipate, it will be a growth stock in the sector that will go on for quite some time.
So it's an inert substance that improves metals recovery rates?
Absolutely. And it's basically can, I'm not saying will, but could eliminate some of the processing steps that we're familiar with. So it's very exciting. There'll be more details to come. If the public domain gets this information in full, I will invite on the CEO to do a mastermind. We have a mastermind group that does just that. And we'll be having a discussion with him at large to discuss exactly what this technology does, how it does it, and what the investment implications are. So I don't know exactly when this is going to be in the public domain, but I want people out there that visit your channel and mine to be aware of this opportunity.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you want to bring our audience up to speed with?
Just relax over the holiday season. Get ready for a roaring 2017. A new president-elect. I mean, I'm not a big, you know, Trump train guy, but I think it's going to change the attitude for a while anyway. And I think what he proposes to do will probably be more inflationary at the grassroots level, at the Main Street, not Wall Street level. So I anticipate that 2017 will be a better year for the metals than 2016.
Oh, that's fantastic. That will give us all something to smile about over the holiday season. Well, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Nick, for having me.